Helping others through photography? A quick look inside the 2016 5-Day Deal Photography Bundle. Hey folks, welcome back. Today, this is, I think we do, we've kind of set a tradition of doing a show like this, kind of a post-mortem show for the 5-Day Deal after everything's kind of wrapped up and all the numbers have rolled in. This time I wanted to do a little bit differently. So instead of kind of diving in to the history of the 5-Day Deal, I've got the folks, two of the folks that are behind the 5-Day Deal on the show to just, let's just talk about, we're going to talk about how the deal went, what it's for. We're going to talk about the charitable impact of something like this over that 5-day period and beyond, and just kind of get into the nuts and bolts of, you know, the competitive landscape in the deal industry and all that. So joining me to talk about that are Corwin and Griffin. Hey guys, how you doing?
Hello.
Hey, good. Hello. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for coming on, man. This is good. And you know, first and foremost, I was a participant in the 5-day deal. So thanks to both of you guys for allowing me to jump in there. And
we tried to get you out. We tried to fire you. And
no, I'm like a government employee, man. You can't fire me. No, this is good. This is good. I'm excited to be talking about this stuff. So let's just do some quick introductions, and then we'll dive into the meat of the show. Corwin, why don't we start with you, man? So as far as I know, you weren't directly involved with the 5-day deal initially, but you kind of came on board a little bit later. Talk us through that just a little.
Yeah, in 2016, I got involved with Griffin and Valerie and the team to kind of jump in and help with some of the marketing stuff and help build, continue the relationship building with partners and sponsors. And basically, you know, there's a lot of heavy lifting with 5-day deal and all that goes into it. And so I basically just kind of took one step to the left and said, hey, I'm here to help. I was involved as a contributor before, and some of my clients are involved, and I just found an affinity with how Valerie and Griffin work and what's going on with 5-Day Deal. And of course, the charity impact is fun to be involved with. So I just basically, you know, jumped in to help and been on the team now for just over a year. So it's been really, really fun work.
Wow. Wow. That's great. And the stuff that you work on outside of the 5-day deal is all business related. Like you alluded to that you have clients that you work with that were also contributors to the deal. Talk to us about that a little bit. What do you do outside of the 5-day deal world?
Yeah. So my work is I do business and marketing management for photographers and other creative entrepreneurs. So it means that I spend a lot of time, in front of my computer doing stuff. You know, I answer a lot of emails and I'm on the phone a lot. But it meant that when it came to getting involved with 5-day deal as a digital seller, it just made a lot of sense because I'm involved in a lot of that kind of work already. And again, because the affinity was there and the audience is the same in a lot of ways, I just knew that there'd be a connection there. So I thought it'd be really fun to jump in and help. And clients of mine, like David Duchemin, he's been involved with 5-day deal for a long time. And so there's been a lot of, you know, sort of, we kind of feel like we're one big family. And so I knew it was a good fit.
Love it. Love it. Cool. Well, I'm glad you're on board. It seemed to go really smoothly this time. I don't know if it was because of you or just because.
No, smoke and mirrors. The sight's down. Look over here.
Pay no attention to the chaos to my left. Right?
Yeah. I remember those good old days in 2014 where the, you know, Griffin, I think the site, you know, crashed because it was so popular. Yeah. Now we're like, you know, let's crash it.
How far can we push this thing? Yeah. I love it. Well, Griffin, you're one of the founders of the 5-day deal. And so I want to talk about that a little bit. So first of all, tell us who you are and why all this stuff is happening.
Okay. Yeah. So my name is Griffin and I love photography. And so I founded
like a support group, you know, my
right. Yeah. I'm addicted to photography. I love Lightroom. Yeah. Yeah. And, we founded 5-Day Deal. I co-founded it back in, we started 2013 and, yeah, we just provide photography bundles. And now we're getting into video and small business bundles. And our goal, like just, from my experience, you know, there's only so much you can learn on your own. And so our goal is just to really help educate photographers and introduce them to, high quality training and also introduce them to other photographers and artists that have been where they are and are now successful and, you know, making a living or making a, you know, part-time income or even just serious hobbyists for it. And so this deal, pretty much if anybody likes one or two of the products, then it can justify the price of the bundle. And we get emails all the time of people saying, you know, thanks so much. I'd never heard of this person. And now they're my favorite photographer. I learned so much from this guy that I'd never heard of. And, you know, it's helped my business. It's helped me grow as a creative person. So it's been really fun to be part of. And then, yeah, 10% of every sale goes to charity. So that's been really amazing to see the impact that that's had.
Well, yeah, and that's I want to talk about the charitable contribution, but I also want to talk about just the industry overall. So when you guys first launched this, it was kind of like, you know, people were like, what is going on? And but as a result, you know, it's, you know, capitalism, people saw, hey, there's success over there. There's blood in the water. And the sharks came right now. Mm-hmm. Now there's a bunch of Me Too's and also Rands out there, some with, you know, with varying degrees of success. How has that impacted you both personally, you know, Griffin, on the side of, hey, you know, what's going on here? I made
great
this
idea.
Or is flattery the sincere, you know, sincere is competition or duplication the sincerest form of flattery? What do you think?
Yeah, as far as personally, I mean, I don't know, just running a bundle company and bundle sale is probably one of the more stressful things you can do for a living. But we really enjoy it. And, you know, I think while it is somewhat disappointing, especially if a competitor doesn't pay attention to the customer experience and quality and customer service like we do, that kind of gives bundle sales a bad name, which is hard to fight against. But yeah, other than that, it, you know, it pushes us to do better and just keep improving our bundle sales so that they are continue to be the top. And currently, so far, God's really blessed it, and none of our competitors have sold 1/4 of what we have or had near the charity impact. I think the closest is about 1/10 of what we've donated, been able to donate to charity. So
wow. So there's still that swarm of competition going out. Are you feeling it? Are you feel like year over year, are you feeling it biting into the bottom line of the 5-day deal or the charitable impact? And then the second follow up to that is, there are varying degrees, like you alluded to, there are varying degrees of quality, you know, both in the contents of the bundle and the customer service that goes along with it. Does that detract from the perception of the 5-day deal that, oh yeah, last time I participated in one of these things, I got a bag of marbles, you know,
right.
I'm not doing it again. Even I don't care who's doing it. Are you seeing that kind of effect?
I hope, and from what we've seen, like customer satisfaction and our sale surveys and stuff, our customers are really satisfied with 5-day deal. And we have even had a few mention, you know, hey, I tried this other bundle and man, was that a mistake, but I'm glad that, you know, I either tried yours first or gave yours a try as well. So that's been, you know, really encouraging and helpful because we do spend, we're the only one I know of that it's our full-time year-round job, you know, kind of putting together these bundles and getting the products for photographers and being a photographer myself. And then for the video bundle, we consult and bring in videographers to say, you know, we don't know the industry as well. Can you tell us what you would want in your ultimate or, you know, the best bundle that you would have? Yeah. And so that's been really good. And then as far as eating into our sales or whatever, I think the first sale that we had was by far our most successful. But we actually this year with this sale, we added a new charity match bonus. Mm-hmm. And it was amazing to see the generosity of our customers. In the past, we've had that as an option where they could double their charity donation and that goes 100% to charity. But we didn't give anything back to customers for doing that. So this sale, we added $250 of additional products. And our partners like yourself and others really did a good job of educating people what kind of impact that would have. And so instead of about 12% of our customers doubling their charity donation. We shot up to 45% of customers doubling their charity donation. And so from this last sale alone, even though we didn't sell as many bundles as we have in the past, the charity donation was $230,000, which is a new record for a five-day deal. And because we've run multiple sales this year, our total 2016 charity donation is $370,000 going to charity, which is the biggest by, I believe, over $125,000 for a single year. So we're really staggering.
You know, those numbers, when you think about this, it's like, okay, this is not an annual thing. You know, it's annual, but it's not like a yearly or even a quarterly. You know, these aren't quarterly revenue numbers. This is 5 days. This is two days shy of a week. You guys are moving mountains like that. It just blows me away. Every time I'm a participant in it, it just blows me away as a marketer, looking at it from a marketing standpoint, that, yeah, the marketing and the machine that you guys built is impressive, but also just the industry and how the industry swings into motion to help move not only just revenue goals for the photographers, but the charitable side of it.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't seen anything like it. I think it's amazing. So congratulations. It's crazy.
Thanks so much. And yeah, we couldn't do it without our partners and customers. And we even have customers that come to us and say, you know, I was looking at it and I was kind of on the fence. There was one or two products I was interested in. And then they see the amount of charity impact and, you know, people are excited to get involved and be a part of something so amazing. So that's been just great to see the photography and other communities join us in that. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And the other piece of this, Corwin, I wanted to ping you on this. So you're an educator, you've got digital products online, you work with, you know, David Duchemin, who's been doing education and all this stuff online forever. So you're no stranger to the online education industry. Looking at this, like, how, what's the best way to put it? So if you look at what's happening in the brick and mortar education industry, like with the demise of Brooks Institute earlier this year, and lots of other brick and mortar kind of institutions are going away, some would argue because of things like the 5-day deal and because of lynda.com and Kelby and Creative Live, and, you know, think people can sit from the comfort of their home and learn a lot about photography. Do you see the 5-day deal as being part of that flow, kind of that move from traditional brick and mortar based education to online education?
Yeah, I think brick and mortar education has a real role in sort of in vocational development. And there are certain, you know, schools and certain types of training that are less valuable now than they used to be, because I think the curtain's been pulled back, and for those that are looking for jobs as a result of that education and training, if the jobs aren't there, then they're not going to take the bait anymore. Yeah. As well as I think that the training environment is such that if someone wants to learn something, there are so many fewer barriers to learning something. The credential may cost you when it comes to actually learning it. People have a lot of choice now. So in photography education, especially digital training, the market is, you know, saturated in the sense that if you want to learn about, you know, how to use your adjustment brush in Lightroom, I dare you, Google it. You know, your computer's going to blow up because it's insane. But one of the great things about, in fact, one of the things I appreciate the most about 5-Day Deal is the curation that happens as a result of, like Griffin and Valerie and our team, and we've got lots of photographers to choose from. We could reach out to hundreds or thousands of people that make, say, Lightroom training, but who does the best job? Who has built trust with their audience? Whose products are, you know, better to consume, that are more thorough, and that also have a sales history? So, for example, if a contributor comes to us and says, hey, here's a $100 training product that I'd like to include in the bundle, and if they have sold that product and can prove that they have that value, then including that in the bundle is really, really special. And I think Griffin can attest to this, that bundle and sort of, you know, special deals, when connected to inflated retail pricing, that's where the bag of marbles, that's when you're like, holding it, like, this is disgusting. What's that smell? You know, there's something in this bag. It's not just marbles. I think there's something else in there. Yeah. So I think as the market continues to just, you know, fill with all this stuff, it's curators and trusted voices that are saying, you know, this type of training, it's a good fit for your style or for your personality, or there's some common sensibilities, as well as we've done our homework. These people belong in your, you know, in your training world. So it's great to see sort of the caliber go up, the quality go up, and I think that's one of the things that really separates 5-Day Deal from the masses.
Yeah, yeah. Is it like for the next 5-Day Deal? Is it a marketing challenge to position 5-Day Deal differently than the also rans out there, or is it just full steam ahead? We're running a race. You know, we're not going to look to the left and right. We're going to do our own things and keep our eye on the
ground. Yeah, I mean, we obviously keep tabs on kind of what's going on out there, but you know, just like how, you know, a hockey player or any athlete, when you ask them about their competition, they turn the question on, you know, well, I'm going to do this and we're going to do our game plan. Yeah. You know, often, these bundle events are so complex and there's so much going on that you can only, you know, open the blinders so much. Mm-hmm. But in a lot of ways, it, like Griffin says, it comes down to partners and it comes down to feedback. And we listen carefully to both of those. And, you know, when we're working to make our partners successful, everyone thrives, you know, especially for those that have built audiences that care and that are listening and that enjoy what the other photographers, you know, do and say, then, you know, we can't really go wrong. So I definitely would assume the biggest challenge for us is probably quality and just making sure that we're always putting together the best quality bundles we can. But it really kind of comes down to just being laser focused on what we've decided is the best course of action.
Well, let's talk about the quality thing a little bit, because that's some of the feedback that I've gotten anecdotally from people is, you know, once people buy the bundle, they say, wow, I can't believe all this stuff is in there. But before they buy it, that's a detractor for a lot of people because it seems too good to be true. And, you know, if there's no such
thing. That's Griffin's fault. That's Griffin's. I don't know what he was thinking. It's the longest sales page in history. It's great.
People look at it and like, yeah, right. You know, where's this? Is it a subscription or what's happening? There's no way I'm going to get all this stuff for you know, just a couple, you know, $100 or whatever. So Griffin, why don't you take this? I'm sure you've heard this as well, right? How do you combat that? Hey, this looks like a scam because it's too good to be true.
Yeah, we do. We get people contacting us every sale saying, hey, I saw your sales page and I don't really believe it. What's the catch? What's going on? Yeah. It's a really fun business to be a part of because it's such a great win-win for everyone involved, for customers, partners, charity, you name it. Everybody's benefiting from this sale in this business. So it's been really fun. And I think over the years, you know, people, we do have a lot of repeat customers. And so they're already comfortable. And, you know, people check our Facebook page reviews, which are all, you know, glowingly positive. And, they will contact us personally and say, hey, you know, are you trying to scam me out of my money or what's going on? And, you know, we'll reply back and say, here's some testimonials, here's some reviews, here's the people that are promoting it, which, you know, you can trust even if you don't know who we are yet. And then once they purchase, it's been great building those relationships and that trust so that now when we promote a new bundle, they know that, hey, this is something I should look into. So.
Yeah. Okay. So the piggyback question on that, I'm going to direct this at you, Corwin, is, you know, they've had that interaction. Now they're sold. They're like, yeah, I want this. And they buy it and they download all this stuff. The next issue becomes overwhelm.
Yeah. Right? You have to go buy an external hard drive.
Yeah. I mean, you got like gigabytes of all this content and, you know, you got to figure out how to go through it. How do you combat, like for the people that have purchased the 5-Day Deal, how do you suggest they combat the overwhelm of like, okay, I got, you know, four years of stuff to go through.
You know? Yeah. And then we come back to a new bundle. Like I've only gone through an eighth of what I bought last
year. Exactly. You know? Yeah. I'm not even through that other one yet. How do I go through this one?
Yeah. What a great problem to have. Given that the high value of the bundle, you know, I think that will continually make that, you know, a market condition of just having to just reiterate the new value and sort of what's in the bundle that they're looking at the moment. But I think it's, you know, Griffin's right. Most people buy the bundle based on one to a few photographers that have either, you know, sort of a style or a personality or some trusting relationship that's already there. That I want to learn from them. And the rest of the stuff is sort of just, you know, bonus. And yeah. And so a lot of people, I would assume, kind of just work through the pieces that are the most important to them, whether it's in Lightroom, whether it's a shooting technique, whether it's a business thing, or whether it's a video skill or whatever it would be. And they kind of work through the things that address their biggest pain points. And most people, if they're serious about learning, they'll kind of get through that within the year without too much problems. Either that or they just, you know, I know lots of people with all the work that I've done with, you know, Craft and Vision, you know, have come across lots of people that download a book 3 times and they'll email me and say, oh, you know what, I just bought it for the 4th time. I keep forgetting that I bought it, but I never remembered to read it. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm sorry, but thank you for buying it 4 times. That's so great. Anyway, I don't think 5DDL quite has that challenge, but it really kind of comes down to making sure that we're presenting to them the best photographers, the best contributors, the best educators, and making it their problem to get through it.
Yeah. Yeah. Like you said, it's a good problem to have, right? So, okay. So then let's fast forward to the future. We're at the end of 2016 as we record this postmortem for the 5-day deal, the photography bundle at least. 2017, you guys are iterating and changing. Griffin, you mentioned, you know, the different bundles that have kind of shown up since you launched the initial one. What do we have to look forward to the extent that you can share for 2017?
I think actually Corwin, I think, was preparing for that.
Okay. I'm sorry. I took the wind out of your sail, Corwin.
Okay.
So I'll let him handle that. But I did want to add to one customer that we got feedback from that was interesting is he said he looks at the 5-day deal as a way to build his library. And then he'll just, like, when he wants to learn studio photography or, you know, landscape photography or something, he'll just go into his 5-day deal archive and look and see, all right, what do I have here that's of interest? So that's one way, you know, with the price of the bundle being covered by one or two products, I think it is a great way to just, you know, even if you don't get through it in a year, you have that training from some of the top educators and photographers in the world that when you do start getting interested in that, or when you do have the time, you can just go and grab it and you'll have paid less than half the price for it.
Totally.
Most likely.
And that's what I do. I think you guys should partner with maybe a hard drive company and sell an external drive along with this thing.
How about this? How about a Dropbox syncing subscription fee?
That would be ridiculous.
Auto deliver. Yeah.
Do it. Yeah, what am I thinking? Adams, come on. Yeah. All right, Corwin, so you're going to tell us what's open the kimono, man. What's coming up in 2016?
Okay, so first I'm going to wave my hands around. I'm going to introduce some smoke. Okay? It's going to get really complicated right now. Uh-oh. Cue the music.
Here we go.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, 2017 is the task is ahead of us to make sure we're continuing to find the right partners. And in 2016, 5-day deal went from, you know, one bundle a year. Griffin was open for business for 5 days in a year. You know, way to go.
Yeah, and then he's on a plane to someplace exotic. I know about you, Griffin. Yeah.
In 2016, we had 4 bundles. You know, there's the business bundle, the video creators bundle, the web essentials bundle, and then the big photography bundle in the fall. So looking ahead to 2017, you know, it really kind of comes down to, we're going to kind of tighten it up a little bit. We won't have 4 bundles. We're going to spread it out a little bit throughout the year, continue to make sure that we're not, you know, coming at people too often. But the reality is that there's different needs for different types of photographers and people involved in digital media creation. So, there'll definitely be more offerings, than just the photography bundle. So it's fun to kind of see us still be able to reach into, different, niches and different, topics and make sure that people are getting what they need. So, yeah. How's that?
That was great. Yep. That was great. I, at the end of that, I want to say I approve this message. No, no, that was really good. So, I mean, I'm excited. I think, like I said at the beginning, from a putting on my marketing hat, I'm just in admiration of these kinds of businesses, because these are strict and pure internet plays, right? Where it's email marketing, it's social media marketing, it's affiliate marketing, it's all that stuff. And in the end, you're delivering, for the most part, digital products. So there's there's no impact on the environment. You're just moving bits around and generating revenue from this, from Corwin Hebert's alchemy over there. So I think it's kind of cool. So congrats again on that. You guys you're keep doing what you're doing. Don't change a thing. No innovation for the sake of innovation, please.
Well, thanks.
So cool. So to close us off, Griffin, where should people go to, like, if they want to find out when the next deal is bundle is happening, or otherwise stay in touch?
Yeah, just 5daydeal.com, and you can use the number or spell it out. We own both. And just sign up for our newsletter. We also have, usually at least once a month, we try to collect some exclusive discounts and share those with you as well. So even though the big bundle is kind of our main event, we do have smaller opportunities to save money. And this year we're looking to add even more kind of special events during the year between the bundles that can help you learn and grow as a photographer, videographer, small business. So
that's cool. Committed to education. All right. Well, Corwin, what about you, man? You mentioned Craft and Vision and some other things that you have going on. If people want to connect with you, where should they go?
CorwinHebert.com is my website. And then over at craftandvision.com, I have some resources there, and you can see all the wizardry that David Duchem and I are up to.
You guys are always... David is another master marketer. You know, I remember talking to David back...
He loves 5-Day Deal. Like, he's all over 5-Day Deal.
He did. It was right up his alley. I remember when he was first starting Craft and Vision many, many years ago. And he's like, yeah, I just wrote this ebook in a coffee shop and put it online and put a $5 price tag on it. And now he's got this giant company.
I know. You know? And then when 5-Day Deal came along, David's like, oh, I can't believe they thought of that first. Oh, I should buy them right now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, thanks to both you guys, you know, for coming on, taking the time to do this. Hopefully we'll make a tradition of doing these postmortems as the company evolves and you guys start putting your efforts into different things and helping more and more charities. Speaking of charities, that's one thing I forgot to touch on before we close it off. So that you talked, Griffin, a little bit about the charitable impact of the 5-Day Deal. Can you just expand on that a little bit? You know, when we look at the we see the numbers, right? I want to understand, when you give a charity that's used to getting like couple dollars here and there, $100 here and there, when you say, oh yeah, here's almost $250,000 or some large number like that, what happens? What's the net effect? What do they do?
I mean, to me, that's one of the most favorite things about the business. Like, it's great to have business and make money and all that, but, we're able to help customers and learn and help people that aren't as fortunate as us, to be able to, you know, learn business skills or help them get medical aid that they need and that kind of thing. This year, we hit a really big milestone that we're proud of. And again, we couldn't have done it without any of our, without our customers or partners, where over $1 million has been donated directly from or as a result of 5-Day Deal events. And of that, over 100,000 was donated by partners from, like, after the sale, when we paid them out, they decided to donate on their own. So that's really cool as well. But yeah, as far as what it does, we've got on our about page, there's some follow-ups with what that's done. One of the things, we've given 400 people clean water from one of our sales. We provide life-saving surgeries and life-changing surgeries for people via Mercy Ships, small business training for women in Africa so they can support their families. And that's the other thing that's really cool, is just kind of getting to know the charity partners that we partner with and seeing the impact that the money has on them. Just makes it, you know, really worth all the effort and the sometimes frustration and lots of stress that we deal with. But in the end, that's, you know, that's changing the world and making it better. So that's,
and it's not, if people say, yeah, well, 5 days. Yeah, I could do that. I could do that standing on my head, but it's not just 5 days, right? There's a lot of prep and planning that go. So you guys are probably planning for the 2017 one right now. Right?
Yeah. We pretty much, as soon as it's over, we start, you know, collecting surveys and information and seeing what went well and what didn't and how we can improve and start working for the next one. So yeah, most of our bundles currently, we get over 150 applicants per bundle. And then we have to narrow that down to typically 25 to 30 core contributors. So it's a lot of work, a lot of stress. And, you know, we wish we could partner with everyone and accept every product, but we're not able to do that. And, you know, our customers appreciate that we do weed through that for them. So
love it. Well, cool. We'll keep doing what you're doing. And thank you again for doing the interview.
Yeah, thanks so much for having us.
Yeah. And for providing, I mean, you guys are, you know, it's a sustainable business, from the outside, at least, looks like a sustainable business is doing some amazingly good things for a lot of people on the planet, on the charitable side, and, you know, helping the photography industry from an educational standpoint, and helping the contributors to, you know, stay in business. So it seems like a win-win-win-win all the way around. So congrats on everything.
Thanks so much.
Guys, yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for coming on, and you guys in the next episode.
All right. See ya.